சதாசிவ சமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம்.
A person who is mature with a refined intellect decided to find out a thing that which is free from defect in the universe. A person who is mature, refined enough, who has got discriminative capacity, having seen this world with the full of doshas, which is mixed with the sorrow, dissatisfaction, bondage, all of them, the objects or relations people have some limitations or defects, and that person desire to know or to attain that which is free from defect, dosha rahitam. Defect free thing, is there anything in the world? Once he want to get that sukha prapti, that's called sukha ichcha. Sukha ichcha or sukha prapti ichcha will lead to moksha ichcha, desire to be free from sorrow, desire to be free from three defects. So sukha ichcha leads to moksha ichcha. Moksha means what? To be free from, desire to be free from defects, all those defects. Samsara is that which has got three defects. So this mature person desire to be free from all the defects. So that sukha ichcha lead to moksha ichcha. Moksha ichcha has to be converted into atma jnana ichcha. Dukkha nivritti is possible, or moksha is possible, only by atma jnanam. By only atma jnanam, that sukham is possible. Now sukhe chatu, moksha ichchatu, next ichcha is atma jnana ichcha, we can call it as jignyasa. Jignyasa. Then jnana ichchatu, how to get atma jnanam? That atma jnanam is possible only by studying scriptures, shastra ichcha. So atma jnana ichcha, the seeker of self-knowledge, the jignasu of self-knowledge, has to seek for shastram, scriptures. That knowledge is available only in scriptures. Now he has to sought after what? That shastram, scriptural study. Then how to study? Who can reveal this teaching? The key is not with him. How to open that subject, he do not know. Therefore, he has to get interest in a guru who can unfold the teaching. So, shastra ichcha to guru ichcha. So these are all the steps we have to remember. Okay? Shastra ichcha to guru ichcha. Acharya ichcha, desire to approach a teacher. Once he has got a desire to approach a teacher, guru ichcha, what he has to do? That has to be culminated into shravana ichcha, desire to listen to scriptures through the guru. Shravana ichcha. Shravanam will lead to mananam, mananam has to lead to nididhyasanam. Full put together, all the three put together, jnana yoga. Shravana iccha, manana iccha, nididhyasana iccha. We will see later what is mananam, what is nididhyasanam again. So this is the journey of a mature person. This is the journey, spiritual journey of a discriminative person. This is the journey of a person who has got a refined intellect. Sukhechhatu, moksha ichchatu, atmagnana ichchatu, shastra ichchatu, guru ichchatu, shravana manana nididhyasana ichcha, that is called jnana yoga. In one word, you can say, he will take up jnana yoga path. Jnana yoga path margam. Jnana yoga margam. What is jnana yoga margam? Studying scriptures from a competent teacher for a length of time. For what? To get atma jnanam. For what? To get freedom from sorrow. For what? To get sukham. So the whole picture is clear now. Now the next point we saw in the last class. What is that defect-free thing in the universe? Once you approach Shastra and Guru, the Guru says, you are that defect-free entity that is Brahman. You are that Brahman. You yourself are the defect-free Brahman. You have to recognize that. It is not outside. It is not even inside. It is you. Tat Tvam Asi. Tat Tvam Asi. I am not able to recognize that Brahman as myself. I know about me as a limited human being with all problems. From morning till night, I know about myself with physical problems, with emotional problems, with other family problems. This much only I know. I know that I don't know that I am Brahman. Then Guru says, you cannot know that Brahman just like that. You can know that Brahman only by a particular method. That method is given in the Shastra. Why particular pramanams? Any knowledge if you want to get. Atmajnanam is also a jnanam. How you get a jnanam? Any knowledge how you get? We saw six pramanams for that. In the last class, I was enumerating one pramanam. Since these are all very, very important, deliberately I am repeating. And this is the foundation. To get a knowledge, pratyaksha jnanam, direct knowledge. So we want knowledge, atma jnanam. Can I get this atma jnanam directly in? Directly you cannot get. Then what is that directly I get? You get pratyaksha jnanam by sense objects contact. Indriya artha samyoga jnanam pratyaksha jnanam. I am the knower, pramata. Object is prameyam. I use my sense organs, instrument, karanam. I get the knowledge, this is a flower. 15 days back I have shown the same flower. This is new flower, okay. I'll take fresh flower, okay. This flower, indriya, eyes, the flower, object, contact, Janya Gnana, flower knowledge. Clear? The knowledge born out of contact between sense organs and the object. Indriya Artha Samyoga Janya Gnanam Pratyaksha Gnanam. Pratyaksha Gnanam means direct knowledge. Direct knowledge is that which is born out of sense organs and sense objects contact. Contact born knowledge. Okay? Contact born knowledge. This is called Pratyaksha Jnanam. Sound is a contact born knowledge. The ears and the sound contact. Tongue and the taste and the object contact. Touch and that object contact. Sparsha Jnanam, Shabda Jnanam, Rupa Jnanam, Rasa Jnanam, Grandha Jnanam, all are Pratyaksha Jnanam. This is also a knowledge. Then the second one we saw was Anumana Jnanam. Inference. Anumana means inference. The sound of a car horn is Pratyaksham. Once I listen to the sound horn, that is Pratyaksham, the car sound. I am listening. But that knowledge which is inside in my intellect, the horn sound, it is inference. This is Pratyaksha Kar Shabdam, that horn sound. That is, knowledge is inside. So this is inside the sound, the knowledge of that sound is inference. For example, another example you can take, fire knowledge is inference. You see, the smoke is Pratyaksham. Now you are seeing the smoke. Suppose, imagine, you are seeing the smoke directly. What you infer? What you doubt there? There must be fire. So fire is what knowledge? Inference. What you are seeing directly? Smoke. So that is called Anumana Jnanam. Fire is not you are seeing directly, but previously you have seen. That's what Anumana Janya Jnanam. Another example, doctor says you have got blood sugar. Blood sugar is a Pratyaksha Jnanam. What you infer? Pancreas malfunction. Malfunction of your pancreas is inference. Otherwise, why a person get blood sugar? So blood sugar, the report is Pratyakshama Teriyaradu, Kannu Munnadi. What you infer? Malfunction. Pancreas are not functioning, you infer. You don't infer liver or other organs, you infer only pancreas. You must have some knowledge, you know. Doctor says pancreas are not functioning properly. No, you infer that. This is one example. Now, through these examples, what you understand, co-presence of two things you have experienced previously. Co-presence of two things you have experienced previously. That means fire and smoke you have experienced previously at a time. Previously. Pratyaksham. Now in inference, you are experiencing one. What you are experiencing, or smoke you are experiencing, you are not experiencing fire. So co-presence of two things, what you have experienced previously, now you are experiencing one thing and inferring another thing. I hope it is clear. It is not anumana, no? You don't have any doubt in this. Okay. Later, second time, if you see even one thing, you infer the other thing. Later you see one thing, smoke alone you see, but you infer other thing also. Previously, two things were present. When? In which pramanam? Pratyaksha pramanam. Pratyaksha pramanam, fire irukku, smoke irukku. That is direct knowledge. But in inference, you have got only one thing, that is smoke. You infer fire. Based on what? Previous pratyaksha jnanam. Clear? Now this is called anumana jnanam. Parvato vanniman dhumavatvat. Yatha pakashalavat. The mountain has got fire because I see the smoke just like in my kitchen room. Ippo kitchen room lo fire kadaiyadu. Gas irukka. Just I am telling. Olden days, kitchen room. So, simultaneous presence of two things is called Vyapti Jnana. Pratyaksha Jnana is Vyapti Jnana. Simultaneous presence of two things is called Vyapti Jnana. That means coexistence between fire and smoke at a time. That is called Vyapti Jnanam. So Vyapti Janya Jnanam, the Pratyaksha Janyama, Vyapti Janya Jnanam, fire inference require smoke perception. Fire inference. We want to infer fire. What you require? Smoke. So Vyapti Janya Jnanam Anumanam. The next one is Arthapatti Jnanam, third Jnanam. What are the ways to get knowledge? These are all the ways, margams, methods to get knowledge. So directly you get knowledge. Inference also, through inference also you get knowledge. There is another method through which you get knowledge is Arthapatti Jnanam. We should learn. This is all this, what I am talking, little abstract, technical, okay? We should know how to think. There is a subject called Tarka or Nyaya, helps us to how to think. And there is a language, how to communicate. Kanadam Panini Yanchanar. Kanada is the one who is the father of Vaisheshika and Nyaya Shastra. Later Gautama Maharshi wrote sutrams for Tarkam, that Nyaya. But Kanada, he gave the signs how to think, how to sharpen your intellect. Okay, don't doze off. This is not for us. Romba kashtama irukken. This is only meant to make you to think, how to think. That's why I am taking this topic. It's very important. So thinking discipline to understand. Thinking discipline to understand. Language discipline to communicate. You require a language discipline also to communicate. Language discipline can come through grammar, Paninian grammar, Sanskrit grammar. And thinking capacity, discipline can come through studying logic. You are not studying pure logic, just I am teaching only hints I am giving here and there. Okay? How to think? This is what you think, you know? Inference, born knowledge, direct perception born knowledge, sense organs contact. So third one is Arthapattina. Arthapattina. One is present, one is absent. Here, one is present, one is absent. Here, you presume. You presume. There, in first I'll explain presumption. What is the difference between, last time one student is asking, what is the difference between Anumanam and Arthapatti? Therefore, I want to clearly explain. Okay, presumption of rain by seeing the water flooded on the roads. Seeing water on the road, you presume what? Rain. So you can never explain about that without rain. You can never talk about that flooded roads without explaining the rain. So the rain phenomenon alone is the cause for this water on the roads. Yesterday, na, day before yesterday, they got full of water on the roads. Immediately, what you presume? Rain. Okay? This is called presumption. Presumption means presuming one event to explain another event. Presuming one event to explain the other event is called presumption. Another example, I say, I presume that you have father. All of you have father. I have not seen your father, but I presume you have father. How? Without father you cannot exist. So I can presume father. In Arthapatti, father is not present here, but I presume you have father. Rain is not here now at present, but I presume rain by seeing the water on the roads. But whereas in Anumanam, while I am seeing the smoke, there is fire. While I am seeing the smoke, there is fire. That means in Anumanam, that both are present. Both are present. What? Fire is present, smoke is present. Even though I am not seeing the fire, there is fire. Is it not? But in Arthapatti, presumption, one alone is present, other is not at all present. When I am seeing the flooded roads, is there rain? There is no rain. What am I seeing? Only water. I am seeing you here, but I am not seeing your father. I am presuming you have father. See the difference between Anumana and Arthapatti. In Anumana, both the two things are present, but I see one thing alone. In Arthapatti, I see only one thing, and other thing I presume. It is not there. I presume. I hope you have understood. If you have not understood, go and read again the notes. Okay. This is called presumption. Now the next is called Upamanam. You get through Arthapatti also. Fourth one is Upamanam. Through Arthapatti also you got knowledge. What knowledge you got? Rain knowledge you got. You have got father knowledge I got. Is it not? In Arthapatti also I got Jnanam. See, for Brahma Jnanam, these are all not useful and we have to establish. That's why I am teaching. Why Swamini you are teaching all these things you may get doubt. I am saying, I am teaching all these pramanams. These pramanams are not able to give Brahma Jnanam and Chulrad Kahada. Why they cannot give another? If you understand all of them only, you can understand later. Okay? That's why I am explaining. The third one is, the fourth one is Upamanam, comparison. Comparison, knowing one thing by comparing with another. Suppose, knowing one thing by comparing with another. Suppose a person goes to a forest and he sees a wild animal there, gavayaha. He sees a wild animal. Immediately he compares and recognizes that this is a cow. It's a wild animal. It's same looking like a cow in my village, in my house. So he compares. He gets the knowledge of this wild animal as gavayaha, cows. He gets the knowledge because of comparison, similarity. Upamanam dvara api jnanam sambhavati. Upamanam and comparison. Then the fifth one is called anupalabdhi, absence. Abhava jnanam. Upamana janya jnanam, നൗ അഭാവജന്യ ജ്ഞാനം. അഭാവം മീൻസ് ആബ്സെൻസ്. ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് അഭാവ ജ്ഞാനം. നോളജ് ഓഫ് ആബ്സെന്റ് ഓഫ് എ തിങ് ഈസ് കാൾഡ് അനുപലബ്ധി. ആബ്സെൻസ് ഓഫ് എ തിങ് ഡസ് നോട്ട് ഹാവ് എ കളർ ആൻഡ് ഫാം. സപ്പോസ് ഹിയർ ദർ ഇസ് നോ ഫ്ലവർ ആൻഡ് ദ ടേബിൾ ആൻഡ് ദ ഡെസ്ക് ദർ ഇസ് എ ഫ്ലവർ ബട്ട് ആൻ ദ ടേബിൾ ഡോണ്ട് സീ ദ ക്ലാത്ത് ഫ്ലവേഴ്സ്. ഓക്കെ, റിയൽ ഫ്ലവർ ഈസ് നോട്ട് ദർ. ആബ്സെൻസ്. യു ഗോട്ട് ദ നോളജ്. വാട്ട് നോളജ്? ദർ ഇസ് നോ flower. There is no flower is a knowledge or not? Knowledge. But what type of knowledge? Have you seen the flower color? Have you seen the flower form? No. Without seeing the color of the flower, without seeing the form of the flower, you got the knowledge of that flower. What knowledge? There is no flower. That is also a knowledge. Sometimes we get a knowledge by their absence. By their absence. This is called abhava jnane pramanam anupalabdhihi. You know absence of flower by non-perception. You know the absence of the flower. Knowing is what? Knowledge. You know the absence of the flower by what method? By its non-perception. This is non-perception here. This is called anupalabdhina. Now, all these pramanams are ruled out in the case of Brahman. You cannot know Brahman through pratyaksha. Up to here we saw in the last class. I know that. Last class in 15 days back. So, I want to revise. That's why I said this is a class, not a discourse. What class teacher does? Revision. Okay? Now, Brahman, I want to get Atma Jnanam. Atman is myself. That Atma is Brahman, which is free from defects. This refined intellect person want to get Brahma Jnanam. This Brahman cannot be seen through pratyaksha, through my sense organs. It's not available through sense organs. Why? Brahman is not having color. Brahman is not having sound. Brahman is not having form. If a form irunda kannala paakalam, shabdam irunda kaadala kekalam, taste irunda arasam, avarku taste kedaiyadhu. Therefore, through tongue I cannot get jnanam. Or through the touch, and if he is having any form, anna konja totti appadi paakalam adhe theriyadhu. Ashabdam, asparsham, arupam, arasam, agandham. So therefore pratyaksha jnanam ruled out. Pratyaksha jnanam, direct perception of Brahman is impossible. In the, this person is struggling to get that Brahma jnanam. The guru sollanu nee kannala paaka mudiyadu kaadala kekka mudiyadu mookala vaasana paaka mudiyadu and the brahman ki onnume kadiyadu. Sense organs and they can contact a object when they have either sound or form or taste or smell or any roopam na touch to touch pandradhukku. அது ஒண்ணுமே கிடையாது பிரம்மனுக்கு. நீங்க எப்படிதான் கண்ணால பார்க்க முடியும், காதால கேட்க முடியும், மூக்கால வாசனை பார்க்க முடியும், இதெல்லாம் முடியாதப்பான்னு குரு சொல்றாரு. அப்படியா? சோ பிரத்யக்ஷமா டைரக்டா நீங்க கெனாட் சி பிரம்மன், யூ கெனாட் காம்ப்ரஹெண்ட் பிரம்மன், பிகாஸ் பிரம்மன் இஸ் நாட் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட், ரூல் அவுட். தென் அதர் பிரமாணம்ஸ் ஆல்சோ ரூல் அவுட். அனுமானம், அர்த்தாபத்தி, உபமானம் also ruled out. Other three also. Why? All of them are based on pratyaksham. Previous munnadi paathirukanum. Anumanam pannanumanna munnadi paathirukanum. Presumption pannanumanna munnadi paathirukanum. Even brahmanani munnadi paakave illaye, pratyakshame varliye, appo anumanam panna mudiyadhu, arthapathiyum mudiyadhu, upamanamum mudiyadhu, comparisonum mudiyadhu. So, anumana, arthapatti, upamana ruled out. At least abhava, can you know through non-perception Brahman. Brahman is all the periods of time is existent. He is available. All the three periods of time he is available. How can you say he is non-existent? Therefore, abhava pramanam also ruled out. Abhava pramanam dvara jnanam also ruled out because Brahman is there. Non-perception mulama therinjikamum mudiyad. But what is vali enna ore vali? Innoru pramanam irukka. Sixth pramanam. அது முன்னாடி போகிறதுக்கு முன்னாடி சில பேர் கேட்பான், என்ன மெடிடேஷன் பண்ணி கேட்கலாமா பார்க்கலாமான்னு. கேன் ஐ கெட் தட் பிரம்ம பர்செப்ஷன் த்ரூ மெடிடேஷன்? தென் குரு சேஸ், அன்ஃபார்ச்சுனேட்லி மெடிடேஷன் ஹேஸ் நாட் பீன் பாயிண்டட் அவுட் ஆஸ் எ பிரமாணம் ஃபார் எனி நாலேஜ். ஃபார் எனி நாலேஜ், இஃப் யூ கெட் ஃபிசிக்ஸ் நாலேஜ் த்ரூ மெடிடேஷன், can you get the chemistry knowledge through meditation? Can you get music knowledge through meditation? Can you get dance knowledge through meditation? Which knowledge you get through meditation, tell me, in the world? Which knowledge you get through meditation? No knowledge comes. But what comes in the meditation? Just you imagine all your previous thoughts which are all there in the mind. You just recollect them in the meditation. This is what you do. What you have knowledge, that only comes back and replay and madri. All replay under the meditation. So meditation cannot give any knowledge in this world. How meditation can give atma jnana, self knowledge? Therefore meditation also ruled out. It will not come under even any one of the pramanam. Then what pramanam left out anna? Shastra pramanam, shabda pramanam. Bhai, I said shastra iccha priyada, meditation iccha jolalame. People are sitting in meditation, no? To see atma. Meditation iccha ni chollakoodadu. Shastra iccha, I said. Shastra iccha means pramana iccha. What pramanam? Not pratyaksha pramanam, anumana pramanam, arthapatya pramanam, upamana pramanam. Anupalabdhi pramanam, but only shastra pramanam. That is, shastram is the pramanam. What do you mean by pramanam? Pramajanakam pramanam. A instrument through which I get knowledge. I told you, I am pramata, the knower. Flower is prameyam. Idu gnapakam irukko, previous class. Pramata, pramanam, prameyam and pramanam eyes. Only prapra is coming, confusing. Pramata, knower, prameyam, object, pramanam, instrument, prama, jnanam, knowledge. In Tamil, I told you already, I am happy to say this. Pramata, பிரமாணேன, தமிழ் அப்புறம் சொல்கிறேன், சான்ஸ்கிரிட்டில் சொல்கிறேன், பிரமாதா பிரமாணேன பிரமேயஸ்யா பிரமா பிராப்னோதி. எல்லாம் பைஹாட்டா, எல்லாம் நெனக்கு பக்கமே பார்த்துட்டு இருக்கேள். யூ ஆர் கிளியர் இன் திஸ் டிஃபினேஷன். ஐ வில் டெல் யூ ஸ்லோலி, யூ கேன் நோட். பிரமாதா பிரமாணேன பிரமேயஸ்ய பிரமாம் பிராப்னோதி. இன்னொரு கால் சொல்றேன், பிரமாதா பிரமாணேன பிரமேயஸ்ய பிரமாம் பிராப்னோதி. இப்ப தமிழ்ல சொல்றேன், ஓகே. பிரமாதா பிரமாணத்தினால் பிரமேயத்தினுடைய பிரமாவை அடைகின்றான். Am I correct? Okay. I hope so. Okay. Pramata, pramanathinal, prameyathinudaya, pramavai, adhehindran. So, when I want to get knowledge, all these are involved. The knower, I am involved, the subject, prameyam, object is involved, instrument is involved. So, in the instrument, which you what gives? Knowledge. Prama, janakam, பிரமா கரணம் பிரமாணம், தட்ஸ் வை இட் இஸ் கால்ட் கரணம், இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட். வை திஸ் எக்ஸ்பிளனேஷன்? சாஸ்திரம் இஸ் பிரமாணம். Just as your eyes are pramanam to you to see the objects, shastram is the pramanam to know the Brahman. Just as your ears are instruments, pramanam to you to get the sound knowledge, shastram is the pramanam to get the knowledge of Brahman. Shastram is the instrument, pramanam. What it gives? Prama. What prama? Prameyasya. What prameyam? Brahman. Who is not prameyam? That Brahman is myself. That jnanam is called prama. Aidi pramatha, Brahman, jnanam, through shastra pramanam, I get. That is called shabdam. Shastram is in what format? Shabdam. All words, full of words. Called Shabda Pramanam. Here, eyes Pramanam, indriyam, all are indriyams Pramanam. But Shastram is what? No, Shabdam. Only words. Words are only Pramanam. So, all the other Pramanams are ruled out. Shabda Pramanam only we have taken. That Shabda Pramanam is called Shastra Pramanam. That Shastra Pramanam alone gives Brahma Jnanam. Words are statements, we can call it as words are statements. Verbal testimony. Words are the means to get knowledge. By reading or hearing. You are getting knowledge through hearing. Sometimes by reading. We read so many things. What? Newspapers, magazines. We read so many and we hear so many words, news we are hearing. Can they give Brahma Jnanam? No. Only Shastra Shabdam mattunda Brahma Jnanam kudukum. All other magazines, books and all, local books and all, they don't give Brahma Jnanam. Veda Shabda Janya Jnanam Brahma Jnanam. So what? You have to study only those books which can give the Brahma Jnanam, not other Shabdam. These all Shabdams, what you are listening and hearing, are Laukika Shabdam. Now we have confirmed that Shabda Pramanam alone gives knowledge. Are they confirmed or not? Other Pramanams are ruled out. Only Shabda Pramanam. Shabdam is Shastram. Shastra Shabda Pramanam alone gives Jnanam. சாஸ்திர சப்த பிரமாணம் மட்டுமே ஏன் சொல்கிறேன்னா, தேர் ஆர் ரெண்டு சப்தம் இருக்கு, லௌகிக சப்தம் அலௌகிக சப்தம்னு. இந்த லௌகிக சப்தம் கெனாட் கிவ் ஜானம், அலௌகிக சப்தம் அலோன் கிவ்ஸ் நாலேஜ். அலௌகிக சப்தம்னா அபௌருஷேய சப்தம், புருஷ புத்தி மூலமாக வரல இந்த சப்தம். இந்த லோக்கல் மேக்சைன்ஸ், நியூஸ் பேப்பர், ஆல் தி ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் ஆல் பார்ன் அவுட் ஆஃப் ஜேர்னலிஸ்ட்ஸ். ஓகே, that's why they may go wrong. Next day they give, please sorry, yesterday news was wrong. Please have a correction. They give correction again because purusha buddhi is always have dosham. Spelling mistakes irukum, sentence formation e correct thappa irukum, onnu podra sonna onnu potutuva, yena adida dosham. Laukika shabdam have dosham. That is called Paurusheya Shabdam. Whereas, Shabdam lo apaurusheyam alaukikam Shastra Shabdam. That we have to take. That apaurusheyam, which is not born out of human intellect, apaurusheyam alaukikam, which is not available here in local Higginbothams. This Shabdam, in local Higginbothams it is not available. It is alaukikam. It is not available. Even it is available in some bookshops like Motilal Banarsi Das or Jayalakshmi Indological. These books are available Vedanta Book House. But a teacher who can unfold the book and who can unfold the words, the guru is having the key. Sampradaya guru. Sampradaya keys there with the Sampradaya guru. He alone can open that. Once he opens that key, you know how to open that key. That means the Guru is giving the key to you. Duplicate. Duplicate key, and you can open that Shastra once you study. That Guru got the key from where? From his Guru. Okay, from his Guru he is getting the key, and this Guru gives the key to another Sishya. This is called Sampradaya Keyana. So key can be unfold. To unfold the lock, unlock, unlock. That Shabdam. So Acharya, Shabda Pramanam, both are important. We have come to this. Now the next question is, all options ruled out. The next doubt, question may come. For this only one shloka we say, Pratyakshena Anumityava. இப்போ சொன்னதுக்கு எல்லாத்துக்கும் ஒரே ஒரு ஸ்லோகம் இருக்கேன். இவ்வளவு நேரம் நான் சொன்னா இல்லையா, திஸ் இஸ் எலாபரேட்டட் பை ஓன்லி ஒன் ஸ்லோகா. வாட் இஸ் தட்னா, பிரத்யக்ஷேண அனுமித்யாவா யஸ்தூபாயோன வித்யதே. பிரத்யக்ஷ அனுமானம் துவாரா வாட் யூ கெனாட் கெட் யஸ்து உபாயேன ந உபலப்யதே. பிரத்யக்ஷேண அனுமித்யாவா யஸ்து உபாயேன ந வித்யதே யஸ்தூபாயே யஸ்தூபாயோன வித்யதே ஏனம் விதந்தி வேதேன தஸ்மாத் வேதஸ்ய வேதச்சா. இவோட கண்டசோஷம் சொன்னதெல்லாம் ஒரு ஸ்லோகம்ல போச்சு. என்னென்ன எது பிரத்யக்ஷ அனுமானம் மூலமா தெரிஞ்சுக்க முடியாதோ அது நீ வேதத்தை மூலமா தெரிஞ்சுக்க முடியும். தேர் ஃபோர் கோ டு வேத சப்தா போச்சு, அவ்வளோதான். தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் கிவன் இன் எஸ் பை சப் காமெண்டேட்டர்ஸ். What? Pratyaksha Pramana, Anumana Pramana. Why they don't work? Veda says only this shloka. But these are the commentators have given the whole picture. Then comes another doubt. Sorry, Shabda Pramana. Adi Alokika Shabdam. Shastra Pramana. Ippu puriyaradilla Pramana vannanna. Prama Janakam Pramana. Ippu enna Prama venu namakku? Brahma veru, Prama veru. Tamil la ezhuthitaana Papa Baba. Oree maadhiri irukkum. ஜாகிரத PRAMA பிரமா. இஃப் யூ ரைட் இன் தமிழ் இட் பிகம்ஸ் வாட் பிரமா. தேர் ஃபோர் ப்ளீஸ் கேர்ஃபுல்லி ரைட் இன் பிராக்கெட்ஸ். ஓகே பிரமான். இஃப் யூ ஆர் ரைட்டிங் இன் தமிழ் இன் பிராக்கெட் யூ ரைட் இங்கிலீஷ் ஆல்சோ. பிரமாஜனகம் நாலெட்ஜ் பான் சட் கால் ஜானம் பிரமாஜனகம். Any object or a person is available for description if it fulfills any five conditions. Now another technical topic. You have to put up with me with this subject. What to do? Now a doubt. How a word's statements can give Brahmagnana? Big prashna. Just words. This is a paper. பேப்பருக்குள்ளே இருக்கிறது லெட்டர்ஸு, வேர்ட்ஸு. இந்த வேர்ட்ஸ் போய் அந்த பிரம்மன் பற்றி சொல்ல முடியுமா என்ன ஒரு கேள்வி. த டிஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் கேன் டூ என்ன? எஸ் தே கேன் டூ. ஹவு தே கேன் டூ என்ன? டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தட் யூ ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் அனதர் கண்டிஷன் ஆல்சோ. வாட் இஸ் தட் கண்டிஷனா? டு கிவ் டு கெட் ஏ நாலேஜ் or to give a description. For example, I want to give a knowledge about something and I want to describe it. If I describe that, you will get the knowledge. A description of that object gives a knowledge to you. To give knowledge to you by knowing the description of that object, it requires or it has to fulfill five conditions. ஃபைவ் கண்டிஷன்ஸும் எது ஒரா ஒன்று கண்டிஷனாவது ஃபுல்ஃபில் பண்ணணும். அது பண்ணலன்னா ஞானம் வராது. அது பண்ணலன்னா ஞானம் வராது. என்னன்னு ஃபஸ்ட்டு, ஃபார் எக்ஸாம்பிள், எ சப்ஸ்டன்ஸ் இட் மஸ்ட் பி ஏ ஃபஸ்ட் ஐ கிவ் த நேம்ஸ் தென் ஐ எக்ஸ்பிளைன். திரவியம் நம்பர் ஒன், இட் மஸ்ட் பி ஏ சப்ஸ்டன்ஸ். டு கிவ் அ நாலேஜ் டு டிஸ்கிரைப் அபவுட் இட், இட் மஸ்ட் பி ஏ சப்ஸ்டன்ஸ். திரவியம் மீன்ஸ் சப்ஸ்டன்ஸ், பாப்புலர்லி நோன் as a substance, ரூடி என அர்த்தம். ரூடி, ரூடி திரவியம், a substance. Number two is jati, generic nature or species, any jati. Then number three is property, guna. To employ those words, that object must be a substance, or it must have a jati, generic nature. Number two, it must have a property, at least a property. Or I can give the description, at least it has a kriya. It can do any action, kriya, function. Action or function is called kriya. Number five is sambandha. Either through relation I can explain, I can describe. I can describe a thing to give a knowledge to you about that object. It must be a substance, or it must have a generic nature, jati, or it must have a guna, a property, or it must have a function, a kriya, or it must have a relation with some other thing. இந்த அஞ்சில ஏதாவது ஒன்றாவது இருந்தால் தான் ஒரு பொருள் பற்றி டிஸ்கிரைப் பண்ண முடியும். அப்போ நீங்கள் சொன்ன பிரம்மனுக்கு ஈஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஆல் அரூபம், அசப்தம், அஸ்பர்ஷம், அகந்தம், அரசம், நிஷ்கிரியா, நிர்குணம் எல்லாம் சொல்லிட்டேளே. அப்போ பிரம்மன் பற்றி இந்த ஃபைவ் கண்டிஷனும் ஒன்றுமே கிடையாது. யுவர் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ், யுவர் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் சாஸ்திரா, ஹவு தே கேன் டிஸ்கிரைப் பிரம்மன்? That's what we are going to see now. It says dravyam means a substance. For example, there is a sun. First, for your child, they do not know the sun. What is sun? They do not know. Sun, not your sun. Okay. That sun is very popularly known. You can experience through that it is a substance. A substance popularly known. I can show, this is the sun. I can show it is a dravyam, substance. So this person, I can give the description of that sun. See, this sun is solar energy. It has got heat, light. You can see, you are experiencing the heat, you are experiencing the light, very popularly known. It has got a substance. I can give the description of the sun. Wonderful. Brahman is not a dravyam to describe. Then how your words will describe? Question number one. Your Brahman is not fulfilling this condition. So how can your words, Shabda Pramanam, reveal the Brahman? A lesson is there about the sun. Solar energy. Lot of words are there. It is a Dravyam. You are explaining. Teacher is explaining. And she brings the students outside also and show that. And she gives the knowledge by describing the sun. Can your Brahman come like that? You said Brahman is not a dravyam object to show. It is not popularly available here outside to show. Just like the teacher shows the sun, teacher cannot show the Brahman to describe through the words. How your words, to employ the words, you don't have this dravyatvam in Brahman. How your words can describe? A question. How they describe? I will tell you later. First listen. Another condition also your Brahman is having. Or jati edavad irukka Brahman ku enna? Manness. Tree-ness. Suppose. Mother introduced. No, this is a tree. Oh, this is a tree. And that child goes to a garden or forest and see another tree. Oh, my mother taught me, same like, this also belongs to tree-ness, vriksha jati. This man, manushya jati, he sees another man somewhere. Oh, he is also belong to manushya jati. I saw a manushya there. This person also looks like a manushya, comes closer, therefore manushya jati. Jati, through jati you can give description. Manushya is one who is having two legs, two hands. Oh, two legs, two hands. this person goes and see another person also. Oh, two legs, two hands. Oh, even kuda appude manushya jati. Oh, apdiya. Tree is that which has got a trunk, branches, leaves. Oh, he sees another tree somewhere far away. Oh, this is also has got branch, tree, leaves and all. Oh, this is also vriksha jati. Not which jati, manushya jati. Manushya jati, he can decipher. Vriksha jati, he can decipher. He can know through the jati. You can give a knowledge, a description through a jati. Jati. Species and chunva. Human species, tree species, animal species, insects species, reptile species. Irko illiyo? Description kuduka mudiyuma mudiyada? Brahman is not come under any jati. To show one person you see human being, another human being you can tally. Brahman ekaha. Brahman is sajatiya, vijatiya, swagata, bheda, rahitaha. Through jati also you cannot describe Brahman. Brahman la jati kuda illiye. How your words can describe? Even though Brahman is not having jati, we describe. Adha apparan solre, eppadi ani. In the five conditions la varliye, how can you employ these words? Veda shabdam, you cannot employ. No, I can employ. That is the greatness of Shastra. It is a big analysis. Our ancestors have analyzed how to use the words. They have analyzed and closed the books and they went off. We are breaking our heads how to understand. So jati is not there in Brahman. Species, generic nature is not there. How your words can describe Brahman? This is jati ruled out. Dravyam ruled out. Brahman is not dravyam. Brahman is not jati. If a person is a human being, there are many human beings, many people are standing. Now I want to call a particular person. How can I describe? Nah? You can describe by giving the property. Property means a tall man. You call the tall man. There are 20 members, all human beings only. Ella ore jati. But 20 human beings irukkumbodhu, how can I call that person? Anna, eppadi? I want to say, for particular person, call the tall person. Through guna I can describe. So you go and call the tall person. There are 4 or 5 tall persons are there. Tall is a guna. Tallness is a guna. So guna, Brahman doesn't have guna. Nirgunam. How can you show Brahman? Property is not there. Brahman is nirguna. So guna also is not there. How can you employ your words? So Brahman is not dravyam. Brahman is not having jati. Brahman is not having any guna. So tallness is there. So in a particular kriya yada cholalamanna. So there are so many tall people. All human beings. How can I call particular person? Anna? I will say, you know that human being, that tall person who is walking, kriya, and nadakarane, and neelama irukane, tall irukane, avan poi kuptiduvanna, easy. I can describe tallness along with walking kriya action. Appadi sollalam. So human being, tall person and walking person. Edho kriya. Or porul pathi sollanavana screwdriver. You have to unscrew that which unscrew the screwdriver. It is a kriya. Edho the kriya pannu. Unga Brahman, you said a description lo nishkriya ha. Avan oru kriya kadaiyadannar. Ippadi enna kriya vechi Brahman sollamudiyum annar. So avarlo jati kadaiyadu, kriya kadaiyadu, gunam kadaiyadu. Konni vere innonnu irukka anna. Adu enna anna sambandham? It's a tall person, walking person, okay. There are 10 persons are walking. 10 persons are tall. Then how can I decipher? How can I know that person? Anna? Now, sambandha, I have to talk. You know that tall person? Who is walking? Near the exact that rose garden. There are walking some people, some rose plants are there. And some people are walking near the grass. One person is walking near the rose plant. You see that person who is nearby the rose plant walking, you call that person Sambandha. What Sambandha? Rose plant and that walking person Sambandha, relation. Apparition is Sambandham. You can talk to that plant and that tall person who is walking. So other persons are walking some other place. Tall people only, they are also, they are walking different place. But this relation also can describe that person. I can know that person. I get the knowledge of the tall person, walking person, and who is near the rose plant. But Brahman is not having Sambandha with anything, because there is no second thing to relate with Brahman. There is no second thing to relate with Brahman. So Sambandha means asangaha. This tall person is having sangha, nearness, closeness to the plant. Brahman is not having closeness or nearness with anything, because he is not having relation with anything. Asangaha. Unrelated to anything. Is ekaha, is asangaha, nishkriyaha, nirgunaha, jati is not there. How your words are going to reveal Brahman? Enna cock and bull story chulli, class ko vango ani chulli, kooptiti, you are confusing us, Anna. No, 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 I am not confusing. Brahman is not an object substance. Brahman is free from properties. Brahman is free from action. Brahman is relationless. Asangohi ayam purushaha. But still I can reveal Brahman. Shastra says I can reveal Brahman. How you can reveal? The revelation can be two types. This fivefold employment of the requirement to fulfill any description. Jati, guna, dravya, sambandha, dravyam, all are ruled out. But still there is a hope for me. That hope is, there are two types of revelation, my dear student. Vidhi bodhaka vakyam, nisheda bodhaka vakyam. Vidhi mukha vakyam, nisheda mukha vakyam. By giving positive description, I can reveal Brahman. By giving negative description, negative way of definition, I can reveal the Brahman. What is that positive description? What is that negative description? What is that vidhimukha bodhanam? What is that nishedhamukha bodhanam? Even though Brahman is not dravyam, jati, guna, nishkriya, kriya is not there in Brahman, still, I can reveal that Brahmananna. What a unique teaching that is. It is worth to study. Yes? That we'll see in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.